Boom, 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 boom.
Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little,
followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Boom, 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 boom.
Friday is here, and so is Carrie and Tommy.
Do you know my favourite character in Winnie the Pooh?
Eeyore.
Oh,
is it?
Eeyore. Everything's like this. Ooh. Everyone's happy, but Eeyore's sad.
Whenever I do Eeyore, it slips into Yogi. picnic baskets.
That sounds like Winnie the Pooh.
No, you're getting him confused. With, isn't that not? Oh, Eeyore. Mate.
It's Friday. Should we pick the mood up just a little honey. Bit?
Well, you don't think we're up and about enough?
No.
Okay.
Moore's booty drive.
Oh, what do you,
I've got a good one.
What do you got for
bit
us?
Bit of Ja Rule living it up today.
Did you just call Ja Rule Da Rule? You just made it way more gangster. Did you know it was Ja? Or
who
have you been
it?
Calling him Da Rule the whole time?
What did I say?
Da Rule. Da Rule. It's got way more ethnic than you planned
to be.
Hey, it's Da Rule here. Oh my God, Da Rule. Oi, Da Rule. Oh, Darryl, where's Ashanti?
Oh, bring back Eeyore.
Where's Ashanti?
Let's kick it off. What a way to start a Friday. It's Ja Rule and it's Bickmore's Booty Drop with Carrie and Tommy.
I got this tune.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Wow, it's me and a horse in the studio.
I've never done that before.
What's going on? Okay.
That's really fun. Try it.
I mean, it's fun if someone happens to be up against their speaker at home and they're like, oh, God, I'm kidding.
Good?
It's fun for us. Yeah. I don't know if anybody.
We've got a personal hygiene issue we need to discuss.
A personal hygiene issue.
Yeah.
I have smelt it, and I was wondering whether you'd bring it up.
Is it my BO? That wasn't what I was going to discuss.
One of us.
But I have been thinking I'm a bit smelly.
It was either it's either me, you, or Kaylin, our producer. But
no,
she
I think
is
it is
impeccably
me.
Clean.
It is me, but that wasn't the issue.
Oh.
Now there's two
well,
issues.
Well, in that case, I don't have an issue either.
Okay,
what's
so
yours?
Recently we discussed the fact, and Caitlin is involved in this, recently when I was doing a beanie event and
yes.
we were doing, you know, signings and meeting people and saying thank yes. you for buying beanies, I wasn't aware through the whole thing that I had massive pits of, like, sweat underneath my armpits, right?
Because for a tiny woman, you do pump out quite a bit of sweat.
Okay, but I never have before. This is a new thing in my life.
Menopause.
I don't know what's changed. Could it be Yen? I guess
no,
it could.
No, it
no you can go through early menopause.
That's too early, mate.
Well, I'm getting old, mate. Anyway, Caitlin didn't tell me, right? Now, I wonder if Caitlin would have told me if she'd been with me on Friday when I was at the gym and I went to walk out
everyone
of the gym.
Everyone sweats at the gym.
Yeah, not everyone sweats in this spot.
Where are we talking?
I was wearing grey pants.
Oh, no, it's bottom half. Oh, no.
Grey pants.
Oh, no.
And I had massive sweat
frontal
patches.
Frontal back. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Front bottom.
Between,
oh, God.
Between my bits and my upper thigh.
Front bottom. That's right in the front bottom
but not,
zone.
Not.
Oh, I get what you mean, mate. Not in the eye of the storm, but it's still, if you were, your house, would be, your windows would be clanging and you'd be going,
why?
Geez, we're not in safe territory
am
here.
I'm starting to sweat there. What has happened?
Oh.
And it was so embarrassing. And then Chris was like, babe, you got a bit of an issue down there. I was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh. And he goes, how often are you wearing those pants? I said, I wore them all last summer. But did you ever tell me? And he goes, you never had it happening last summer. So I'm never going to be able to wear grey again.
Have you been specifically working out the front bottom area? Is there isolated exercises?
Not enough.
Because I see women doing these things where they lie on their back in the gym and then they kind of thrust upwards. You know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you?
I wish people could see you now. Just like that.
Yeah, just like that. Were you doing those?
Like a hip flexor or something.
Were you doing those?
No, I was doing box jumps where you start down and then you jump up on
the box. Well, that's an interesting choice of words with the issue that we're talking about. And I think you need to focus your...
And I was doing wall balls.
If it was me doing them, we could understand why my front
bum would
be
going as
well.
You bend down with a ball and you have to bounce up and throw it against the wall.
All these are very front bum heavy exercises.
And I wasn't doing them last summer, so maybe it's about the exercises.
What, did you say you're wearing grey?
Yes, I've always worn grey pants.
You're
I love
nuts.
A grey pants.
You were overconfident in the past and you're only finally suffering from something that should have worn you off ages ago.
Do you sweat with grey pants?
Yeah.
Where, though?
You know, I only wear black and white T-shirts, right? I can't wear any other colour. I sweat
Is
through
Is that
it.
Why?
Yeah.
I just thought you were terrible at dressing.
No, I mean that too. But my sweat patches would meet in the middle. Like my pits would go all the way and they'd meet in the middle
that
of me.
It does make me feel slightly
nipples.
Better. But I feel like upper body sweat's tolerated a lot more than lower body sweat.
Of course.
Yeah. Lower body sweat's like a sign you got an issue, I feel. Or that you're a bit unhygienic. Or that you just...
No, you've done...
I was thinking maybe my thighs have gotten a bit bigger and so now they're rubbing when I'm exercising.
You listen to me, and I'm only going to say it once and it's not going to be weird.
Okay.
Your front bum's fine. And don't let anyone tell you that it's not. And you're just doing a lot of exercises that are focusing on it, which once again I'm sure is great for its general well-being. But just stop wearing grey pants, mate. You shouldn't have done that anyway.
You don't think I should get the sweat issue looked at? No, you don't think
there's
an issue?
Oh, don't open it to our phones. We'll have listeners calling in thinking it's another listener party they're invited to.
1060, if you want to come to our... I might not be a listener party, but I do want people to call. I want to feel... I'm sure there's a community of sweaters out there that are going to make me feel better about this. A community of bottom half sweaters.
Bottom half. So bottom it doesn't half have to be, sweaters. So it doesn't have to be front bum.
Just
you can
anywhere,
take bum bum.
Back a knee... Foot.
Oh, back a knee. Would you take an ankle?
Of course.
If I had a moist ankle and I wanted to pick up the phone.
131060, you must call
now. Okay, great.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yeah, old mate, sweaty front bum and the weapon.
Do you know what? You mock me, but we just discovered in the break while that song was playing that you also have sweaty downstairs, but you get yours at the back.
Remember?
You were telling me all the time that you exercise and you get sweat in your crack.
Not all the time. Just once a girl went to use the rowing machine after me and I got up and I realised that there was sweat on it, so I rudely jumped back on it. Like,
what?
Because I was like, I didn't want her to see all
so
the sweat.
So instead of looking like a sweater, you just look like a...
jerk. A sweat-free jerk.
But anyway, I'm not alone because the phones have lit up on this. Downstairs
sweaters.
We've got Jess on the line from Sydney. Jess, where do you sweat from in the nether region?
Hi, guys. You would not believe where I sweat. I sweat extremely near my knees. I can't wear white jeans when I go out or even when I go to the gym. I can't wear grey leggings because you can see the sweat patch near my knees.
Is this back of knee? Must be back of knee, right?
No, the front and back. Front and back.
That's wild.
So do you sweat anywhere else in your body or is it just knee specific?
I mean, yeah, like normal sweat, but my knees for some reason is just excessive. Like you can see the actual sweat patch.
And have you made all the jokes about it? Have you looked down and saw your sweat patches and gone, oh, this is the last thing I need? No.
What about Maddie in Brisbane? Maddie, where do you sweat from?
I sweat from my feet and it's so embarrassing, guys. But the other day I was walking along the street and my friend asked what the little squeaking sound was that was coming from the ground. And I had to admit it was the squelching coming from my feet.
That's disgusting, Maddie. It's funny. But my feet squeak anyway. Is it definitely the squelching? Is it not just your shoes?
Yeah, no. Because when I take my shoes off, I think I actually need to see a medical professional because I have to just about wring my socks out.
You need Botox in your feet. Apparently Botox stops sweat.
Because
I mocked it when I heard that it could help with underarm sweat. I was thinking, who's sweating that much that you need Botox under your arm? Well, sign me up.
Hey, mate.
I need some injections in my pits and in my groin.
You could get a bit of front bum Botox. God, take years off you. Vanessa finishes off. Where do you sweat?
Tommy, I'm just like you. I get epic butt sweat.
Oh, I mean, I didn't describe mine as epic. How bad are we talking?
Like, this one time I was on a date and I was wearing like these nice little grey shorts going up a mountain and, you know, he was obviously behind me. And
hang
I've come
on,
back
to hang the on, da- Hang sorry. On, Ness. You were going on a date going up a mountain.
We were going hiking, a cute little hiking date.
Your hiking date?
That's actually cool. What a great way.
Ness, was it with a guy or another woman?
A guy.
Because that is the most lesbian date I've ever heard for a straight couple to do.
Why is it lesbian to climb a mountain?
To go hiking together.
Why is that lesbian? What part of that says to you lesbian?
The hiking part.
Why?
The only part of
lesbians
information I've been given.
Lesbians aren't the only ones that hike.
I would have thought as a date that would predominantly, I wish we had time to go to more calls, because I would have thought that would predominantly, if it's a woman that I'm speaking to, I would guess 9 times out of 10, her partner, if she goes, I'm going hiking with my partner on a date, I'd guess 9 times out of 10 that's a woman.
Oh, mate. You're just,
Chuck it on the list for Monday.
Your worldview is far too narrow.
Okay, well, you've got a sweaty front bum. We've all got problems.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm going to lose today.
You're not feeling
That's
confident.
The spirit.
You know, I thought I've gone in real confident the last few weeks and then lost. So I've flipped
Reverse
it on
Reverse psychology
head.
Yourself.
Actually, I'm going to win. Oh, damn it. That means I'm going to lose. Hang on. Wait. No, I'm going to lose.
Let's play
a mess. Okay. This.
Same, but backwards. It's your permitted
plan yet. Yeah.
Good to see the confidence is up.
This is the game where contractually I'm obliged to let Bickmore win because otherwise she has one of her bloody diva moments and then the whole show almost comes grinding to a halt. So, Buzz, do you want to explain the rules in the same monotonous style you do it every week?
I certainly will. It's like a script in front of me. We play a song in reverse to Carrie and Tommy. They buzz in with their name, best of five.
I like that, mate. You gave it a bit this week.
Yeah. I've got a new idea. I've got a new way we can do this game.
Yeah.
Not for today, but in the future. I think we should make a game, right, where you know when you're on the dance floor and you start hearing the next song come in while another song's playing.
Oh, the mix.
And it gives you a little ding, ding, and then it comes back out. And ding, that we do that and you've got to guess what the next song is.
That's a great idea.
Isn't it?
Yeah, really good.
Come up with a name for that one,
Tommy. We're not playing that now, but...
Should we describe other games we want to be playing instead now? Beat the Bomb. It's a classic. Secret Sound, also a classic.
All right, let's stick to Same Same But Backwards. That's our game. We're going to play it right now. Here's song number one.
Carrie.
Tommy.
Carrie's in.
Money Light, You're the One, Drake?
No.
No, it's not Drake. Tommy?
Is it DJ Khaled and someone?
Give me a song title and I'll...
Oh, I think it's called You're the One or Only One.
Well, you can't just... Like,
okay, it's Only One.
Or it's called Me or You or
No, but
Us
that's pretty
or...
close. That's pretty close.
You know what? I am going to give
You're
it...
You're the One or Only
I'm
One.
I'm going to give it to you.
Close. Yeah, thank you.
It's called I'm the One and it is by DJ Khaled featuring Justin Bieber.
Thank you.
I never understood. Is Khaled different to DJ Khaled?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what's
Khalid and Khalid. I know.
Hey, well, I think it's probably a pretty common name in a part of the world that we're not from.
Is that a very mum thing that 6 months after both those songs started playing, I'm like, why have they got the same name?
That's is that just when he's doing a DJ set?
All right, here we go. Let's do song number two.
Tommy.
Tommy's in.
Oh, I've got it. I've got it. I've got it. I've got it.
Tommy.
It's called Sorry.
Oh, I've got it, I've got it, I know who it is, I know who it is, I know who it is.
Oh, I know who it is too. It is called Sorry, and it's by Alessia someone.
No.
And that's not the song title either.
Damn
Can
it.
Can I guess who it is?
Yes, Carrie.
Is it Ricky Lee?
No, you're both wrong.
Isn't it that baby?
No.
Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. It is Demi Lovato.
Oh. So that, I get it.
No, I'm just already playing the song.
But that didn't say who it was. Anyway.
1-0 to Tommy. Here's song number three.
Tommy.
Tommy's in.
This is Pink. What About Us?
No.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Play it again.
Carrie, would you like me to play it again?
Yes, please.
Still have to buzz in with your name, though.
He's got to be quiet, though.
Here we go.
Why does he have to be quiet?
I can't hear it. The revenge song with it is Pink and it's called where's our sheet here?
Stop looking to see if we're playing.
It's called Is it Revenge?
It is.
Oh
damn it.
Revenge. Together,
I had to give that to you because I already marked it down as a win for you.
Should I get half a point for getting Pink?
No.
Correct.
No.
Why?
I just got before Ricky Lee that wasn't Ricky Lee that was Demi Lovato and I didn't get anything.
That makes no sense, but I'm gonna give it to you.
All right, here we go. Next song.
Carrie.
Oh, I know it.
Faster, stronger.
Don't give it to her because it's not. It's not called
Black
that.
Eyed Peas.
No, you're wrong. Man.
It's Kanye West. It's called Power.
Oh God, you guys suck.
Say faster,
what?
Stronger.
Kanye
what it
West,
is?
Stronger.
Oh,
make me stronger.
Damn it!
What song am I confusing it with?
It's Duff because it's originally a Daft Punk song.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not that far off, and isn't it called Faster, Stronger or something?
No, it's called Stronger.
Sure, I should get something for that.
I think I should too.
What we're going to do is you both got
so
one right. We've got one
into
song
mum and dad
left.
At the dinner table. And
one song
isn't
left.
It the, is it the
Billy Joel? Are we need Billy Joel.
Wrong station.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Song number five. This is for the win.
I know.
You've actually made, both of you have made mention about this song before.
Yeah, Tommy.
Does that sound like it, Buzz?
Yeah. You're on the money there.
What is who sings
that? If either of you get remotely close, I'll give it to you.
Maybe we just call it a draw. I call it a draw this week.
If we were,
Unforgettable French Montana.
No, it's that singer. You know, if we were household pets at the moment,
you'd put us down.
Yeah, you'd cock the shotgun and walk us slowly to the back paddock.
It was Portugal the Man.
Portugal the Man.
Rightio, it's a draw. 1-1.
Parents discussing the name of that song.
We can go one more
remember?
Song really quickly.
No, mate, no winners. The only real losers are the audience at this point. Let's
get
out while
we're. Can we do my DJ mixing game?
We'll see. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy
Little. From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shang Chantra's abbot gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Dangerous times, guys, because I have been scouring the old internet again. And Bickers, I went to my usual favourite pages, which until a few weeks ago I didn't even know this page existed.
Oh.
But now it is my primary source of information. Buzz.
More classic radio chat from goodhousekeeping.com.
Oh. What would you have done, like, without me introducing this into your life, what would you have done in the morning when you wake up, get your coffee on?
I would have done other things, probably. but here I am, and I'm not unhappy about it.
What have you discovered on goodhousekeeping.com
today?
This
is going to be good, because the only note, I saw this, and I went, you have to talk about that, right? Sometimes I see things, and then I'll make little notes to myself of bits of interest. And the note I've made to myself is it pronounced scone or scone?
Scone.
Huh. Okay, but see if you can pick up where I've made a mistake. The title of the article is The 7 Biggest Mistakes You Make Cooking Mashed Potatoes. So clearly I've seen this and then thought in my head it's about scones.
What?
And then I've wanted to talk about do you pronounce it scone or scone.
I don't think that's what good housekeeping would do. They all know it's scone. They wouldn't need to dedicate a segment to scone or scone.
Well, they don't know whether it's scone or scone because they're confused because it's an article about mashed potatoes. Do you reckon you make any mistakes making mash spuds?
I nail mash spuds.
Do ya?
Yes.
Because I didn't have good mash spuds until I was about 18, I reckon.
Well, that's because your mum can't cook.
Right. But I didn't realise she'd been making me rubbish.
I say that with all due respect to Mrs. Little. I've been told you can't cook.
Linsanity is the worst. She's the worst.
Linsanity.
Yeah, Linsanity. She gave me... The trick was with mum's cooking, you didn't really experience other cooking, right?
Oh, why? Like, did you never go anyone else's house?
We never really went out. But
didn't you stay at mates' houses and go, oh, my God, this is good food?
I don't really remember doing it. Like, I did, but I don't really remember having my mind blown. We must have been staying in a real specific area of Melbourne where I grew up, which only rubbish cooks were encouraged.
Remind me, this is just reminding me of something growing up that's happened recently that reminded me of my swamp family that it remind me to tell you later.
Okay.
Not now.
Good time
something
for
that
it.
I just thought you
thank
I
you.
Tell you about.
There is an idea in radio where you can derail a segment and I reckon that.
Well, it's not the most scintillating segment so far.
It's from your favourite website, mate.
Mate, you haven't even told me how I'm cooking my mash wrong.
Well, I mean, is this the issue or should we talk about best friends not getting along at work? Because at the moment, that's
well,
what this
we
is.
Well, we could,
into.
But we don't have an example of that because we're not best friends. So.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm going to need more ice packs for all these burns.
Tell me, how about I tell you how I cook mash and you tell me if I'm getting it wrong?
Can I start with what my base level was for mashed potatoes until I had good ones?
Okay.
Mum, spuds, cooked to within an inch of their lives, water, that's it.
Mash?
Yeah.
Oh, Lynn. Water.
Sometimes a dash of milk.
Oh, Lynn.
Yeah, and then I had mashed spuds. I remember being about 18 and going out somewhere and having a steak and I was like, what is this that's with it? And they're like, that's mashed spuds. And I said, that is not mashed spuds. They're cloudy, fluffy bits of goodness. Yeah. This doesn't taste watery at all. What's in here? And they're like, butter? I'm like, I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, so you got to, for me, it's overcook the spuds.
Yeah.
It's mash them. Only later in life I found that you can put them in the whizzer. And once you put them in the whizzer, they're even more amazing, right? But before that, whizzer, bit of milk, bit of pepper, bit of salt, and a large dollop of butter.
Wow.
You don't really need anything more than that.
So you reckon that's perfect?
Perfect. But I think it's the consistency. You got to mash and mash and mash and mash because you've got lumps and bumps. It's no fun.
Yeah. Mum had to make sure she mashed all the lumps of water out of these ones. What type of potatoes do you use?
Desiree. I don't know. That's the only sort of potato I know.
Well, that's wrong. According to Good Housekeeping, using the wrong type of potatoes, number one,
Dirty ones. Where you're going wrong.
You should use russets or Yukon Golds, higher starch potatoes there. If you use waxy potatoes, such as white varieties, which sounds like the Desiree is a white variety, they require more mashing to become creamy. Caitlin, our producer, is nodding
at the most boring segment we have ever done on the show.
Well, I mean, should we just go to a song?
I feel like we should put everybody out of their misery.
Okay.
I think everybody driving knows how to make mashed potato and we don't need to dedicate
Well, you didn't even know what type of spuds you were using,
Yeah, but mate, I still don't know.
Yeah, you should use russets or Yukon Golds.
What's a Yukon Gold?
I've never seen a Yukon Gold.
Is this an American website?
It's your website.
I bet we don't even have American potatoes here, Yukon Golds.
I didn't check that.
13, 10, 60, don't.
Our phones are going to meltdown. The Spartanators will be out and about. Either we'll go to a song and come back with something completely different, or will we come back with the other six mistakes you might have been making while you're cooking your mashed spuds? Stay tuned to find out.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Nearly time for us to get out of here. Hamish and Andy patiently waiting for the studio, but we couldn't leave on a Friday without doing this.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
It's been a good week. I think overall I'm wrapped with the week that we've had.
I'm on the mend from illness and you're fully mended.
Yeah, you've had a pretty raw week illness-wise.
But we're nearly back.
Yeah, I know. Just in time for the weekend.
Oh, God, I'm going to be so sick again by Monday.
How are you feeling, Buzz, about the week?
I'm good. I'm feeling better now because I've got my...
Oh, you know, if I'm being honest, I love hearing that.
Yeah. It's a nice sound, isn't it?
It just soothes the soul, otherwise raging fire in my heart.
Well, I'm actually raw, and it has something to do with my heart playing because we got a tweet at Carrie Tommy Show from Ness, and she said, "I'm confused. Is the First Noel playing during the Carrie and Tommy Show on Fridays?" And I've just realised my secret has been blown. It is, in fact, the First Noel that I do play every Friday.
I never noticed that. Is that the only thing you know how to play on your harp?
Well, it's funny you say that because we got that and I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put my harp down and I'm actually going to learn a different song.
Oh.
So here,
what did you do for this show?
You've learned this song just this week.
Just this week, in the last couple of days.
Oh.
Hold stubble fingers. Okay. Yeah.
Now, I know you're not good at same, same, but backwards, but see if you can pick this song.
Okay.
Is it backwards? Are you playing it backwards? Oh. Oh, this is Despacito.
It is.
Oh, I like
it. How did I get that so quick? Oh, we should make this the game. Same, same, but harp.
Anyway, that's why I'm a little bit raw this week.
Oh, Buzzle. Keep that playing. I'll have to start it again.
You've just learned the new song.
You may as well.
He's only learned a couple of the bars, so he's going to have to keep repeating them. That's fine. You keep repeating them.
All right, great.
And how are you this week, Tommy?
I'm actually wrapped. Yep. All things aside, I'm wrapped. I'm wrapped because during the week I went to Google World's Worst Cough and I actually... Googled world's worst couches and we put the calls out and you said, just get about coughs. And I said, no, we could go both. Couches, coughs, let's not mix it up here. And the people took the message and they got involved. So I went to Google world's worst cough.
Well, that's the worst thing you could do.
Well, I accidentally Googled world's worst couch and it's actually turned out amazing. look at some of these.
Taking calls right now. What happened when you coughed?
Sorry, we're also taking if you've got a really bad couch. Is this about a cough or a couch?
This is about a cough. Whenever my auntie coughs, she farts.
Sal, have you got a story about a bad couch?
I do.
Oh,
I recently bought a new couch, and so I was trying to sell my old one, but I couldn't even give it away for free.
Yeah.
What did it look like?
Brown velour. It's not particularly classy.
Sounds like it looked like Illy's grandma or auntie had been sitting on it having a coughing fit. See, we can do phones on whatever we want. They get it.
They do get it.
Isn't it great?
Did you just play that because you made a funny joke?
I was trying to think back of all the times during the week I've been funny and I was so underwhelmed with my options that I actually had I had one.
Oh, don't be like that. You make me laugh every day.
It was a hard week. Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm wrapped about this week?
What?
I'm wrapped that despite all of our differences... It's so weird talking with Despacito on the harp playing in the background.
You're playing it really well.
It's got really more tricky, of a twinkle, this song.
And each time you play it, it gets a bit better.
Yeah, let's get quicker.
But I'm wrapped that after all of our differences, you and I have found something in common.
Here we go.
Yeah, because...
That's
And I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. To take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been grasping
so long.
Even mama thinks that my mind is gone. And I have never met a man that didn't deserve it. He'd be treated like a punk.
You know that's unheard of.
Never watch how you're talking, the way you're walking. Or you and your homies, Mavi. I never knew what they said there.
Outlined in chalk.
What?
Outlined
like,
in
chalk. Like dead?
Yes.
Oh.
Who would have thought Gangster's Paradise has a bit of a bad streak to it?
I didn't realise at the time when we were singing it how out of sync we were with the actual song.
I was actually listening to that going, oh, they must have got something wrong with you. I remember us sounding incredible.
I thought so too.
I timed you guys in wrong. That's what's happened.
Oh, we should... No, don't blame yourself on this, Buzz. You've been busy. You've learnt a whole new song this week, and we couldn't even get it on time.
Oh, so I can't wait for next week's song.
What are you going to learn to twinkle next week, Buzz?
Oh, actually, we'll take your requests at Carrie Tommy Show. Let us know.
Oh, what an idea. What will Buzz play on the harp next Friday?
Can't wait to hear it.
Have a great weekend, guys. We'll catch you Monday.
Bye!
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.